T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, Stephen. 10 in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward at 8:30 here on a Monday morning. The family of a victim in Friday house fire in Wichita has confirmed to several media outlets that the woman has died. 64-year-old Peggy Rowitz died of injuries suffered in the blaze in the 1100 block of East Zimmerly. Authorities continue to investigate what caused that fire. Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office says a truck belonging to a 67-year-old man killed last week has been found. Sheriff's Office now investigating the death of the truck's owner as a homicide. Lieutenant Tim Myers says John Gaffney's pickup had been missing since it was since he was found dead in his home July 7th. Myers did not indicate where the 1997 Dodge truck was found. Anyone with information regarding this crime is asked to contact Sedgwick County Sheriff's Investigations or Crime Stoppers at 267-2111. The man accused of stabbing 9 people in Idaho, most of them children, at a 3-year-old's birthday party, is back in court today. It's a case that could result in the death penalty.
Timmy Kinner was initially charged with 9 counts of aggravated battery and 6 counts of felony injury to a child, but he was later charged with first-degree murder after the 3-year-old girl whose birthday party he attacked died from her stab wounds. 5 other children were hurt, along with 3 adults. Last week, when the judge asked Kinner if he understood what was going on, if he understood what he was being charged with, Kinner said he did not understand any of it. Prosecutors said at the time that he'd been aggressive and threatening in jail. He has a long criminal history, mostly for drug and weapons possession, and he served prison time in Tennessee and Kentucky. The children and adults he stabbed were refugees, but investigators had said they did not believe it was a hate crime. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The campaign has begun to confirm President Trump's Supreme Court pick, Brett Kavanaugh.
Judge Kavanaugh needs 51 votes to become the Supreme Court's next associate justice, and his future rests in the hands of just a handful of senators. Republicans Lisa Murkowski, Susan Collins, and Rand Paul are as of yet undecided on whether to support Kavanaugh. The White House needs every Republican vote to assure confirmation. Meanwhile, pressure is being applied to Democrats Heidi Heitkamp, Joe Manchin, Joe Donnelly, and Doug Jones. Heitkamp, Manchin, and Donnelly are each up for re-election in states that voted for President Trump in 2016. At the White House, John Decker, Fox News.
One of the men accused of killing a semi-pro football player in Wichita last summer has been sentenced to life plus 13 months in prison.
A jury convicted Richie Randall Jr. of Wichita in May of first-degree premeditated murder and criminal discharge of a firearm in the death of 19-year-old Timothy Golden. Golden was found shot to death in his apartment in July 2017. He was a tight end for the Kansas Cougars, a semi-pro team based in Wichita. Investigators say Randall and 2 other men, Dakari Sanders and Larry Triplett, fired more than a dozen rounds in Golden's apartment. Randall won't be eligible for parole until he spends at least 50 years in prison. Sanders and Triplett have not yet been tried in the case. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
And now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A few isolated thunderstorms are going to be possible just about anywhere today. Some folks will see no rain at all. Others may get some brief heavy rain with any storm that develops, or high this afternoon close to 90. Isolated thunderstorms will continue through this evening. The overnight low 73. And again, a few pop-up storms Tuesday with a high 90. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now, mostly cloudy and east wind at 12 miles per hour, 75 degrees at KNSS on a Monday morning, July 16th, time for entertainment news. The Blur with Ted Woodbury, and he's going to talk about giving back. Right, Ted?
Yeah, Adam Levine sweetens the pot for people who opt to help out others in their communities.
Adam Levine jumps from the small screen to a smaller screen with Sugar, an 8-episode reality series based on his band Maroon 5's music video for the song Sugar. The series will guest star Blake Shelton, Snoop Dogg, Kelly Clarkson, and more. Each episode, a new artist will surprise fans who have given back to the community by crashing their special events to give exclusive pop-up performances that pay back in extraordinary style, much like the boys did in their music video, only they were specifically crashing weddings. The series premieres August 15th. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Let's get up close, talk about a new game show.
The Fox Celebrity Profile on Corinne Fox, daughter of Jamie Fox, who currently joins her dad on the game show Beat Shazam. When it comes to her dad's career path of acting, singing, and more, she says she's already following in his footsteps.
I already, you know, do acting and I do modeling, and this DJ thing, it's such a new thing for me, and I've always had this love for music, so it feels super natural.
On Beat Shazam, the two not only show how they work together, but what this father-daughter dynamic is really like.
It's super relatable, I think, to everyone, and to see my dad in that light as, you know, a father, and, you know, he gets ragged on by his daughter just like everyone else does.
And when it comes to advice from her dad for her career,
I think just always bringing your energy and your A game 100% of the time. Obviously, we shoot really long days, and he taught me that, you know, even when you're tired, even when you've done a take 100 times, you know, still bringing that energy and that vibrancy to everything that you do, it really just shows.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
That's right, Ted. You bring your A game every time.
That's right. That's why we're here.
A game. Yeah.
Hey, let's go to the movies. Skyscraper, starring The Rock. Didn't do too great at the box office this weekend.
I'm Mike Piazza.
What do you think of the building?
The Pearl is the most advanced super tall structure in the world. It's a breathtaking achievement.
But
no one really knows what would happen if things go wrong.
The Dwayne Johnson skyscraper was no match for Sony's animated feature, coming in at number 3.
Mavis, where are we going? A cruise? Oh, no.
That's right. Hotel Transylvania 3, A Summer Vacation, landed in the number 1 slot this week.
You were right, great-grandfather Van Helsing. Monsters are disgusting.
They have no idea what's about to happen to them.
The third installment of the franchise clocked a global start of $100 million. Coming in at number 2 in its second weekend, Ant-Man and the Wasp, the Paul Rudd, Evangeline Lilly-led flick, earned a $133 million domestically. In fourth place, Incredibles 2 after 5 weeks. And in the fifth slot, Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. That's Fox on Film.
Few days of note on this date. Singer Joe Stafford passed away 10 years ago today at the age of 90.
Yeah.
Not very well remembered these days. Boy, what a beautiful voice.
My wife knew her growing up in the 50s, liked her songs.
You Belong to Me, her song in 1952.
Yeah.
Number 1 on the music charts, beautiful song. In fact, by 1955, Joe Stafford had achieved more worldwide record sales than any other female artist ever.
Yeah,
so at
Joe
one
Stafford.
Point, she was massive.
Right.
Joe Stafford passed away 10 years ago today. A couple movie anniversaries today. It was 25 years ago on this day. It came out in Wichita movie theaters. Free Willy. You remember this one?
I do. I never saw it.
I don't remember the movie. I don't think I saw it either.
Yeah.
About the efforts to save an encaptured orca whale and set it free. Michael Jackson had a song on the soundtrack. And real life did kind of imitate the movie in that the star of the film was an orca named Keiko, who was an attraction at an amusement park in Mexico City. And after this movie came out, and there's all this to-do about Free Willy, that there was actually a huge letter-writing campaign to Free Keiko.
Free Keiko.
Yeah, so they actually tried to do that. They kind of trained Keiko to perhaps live in the wild. They got Keiko out into the wild in the North Atlantic. And the trouble was, Keiko just had in the brain that to rely on humans
Somebody's
for companionship and for food.
Yeah.
So never really got the hang of living in the wild with other orcas, and eventually passed away of pneumonia.
Wow.
So it didn't turn out to be a success.
Right.
The life of captivity was better for Keiko, apparently, than living out in the wild. Anyway, so that's a little bit of history there on the movie Free Willy. It came out 25 years ago today. 60 years ago on this day, the release in Wichita theaters of the movie The Fly. You ever seen this one?
Yeah, I think
science fiction horror film.
Vincent Price,
yeah. Among those in the cast.
Yeah.
Screenplay by author James Clavell. Realize?
The Fly.
Yeah. Of course, they had that huge 20-pound head of that fly on that guy.
Help me, help me.
Yeah. Apparently, Vincent Price said they were cracking up so much during that they had to do like 20 takes because they were all cracking up. This guy had that little tiny voice and that huge head.
Help me.
Yeah, The Fly. And that's a movie that kind of re-energized Vincent Price's career and kind of got him full-time into the horror realm for several years to come. The Fly, that came out 60 years ago today. And we mark today as the birthday of a couple of Wichita movie theaters. It was 70 years ago today that the Tower Theater opened at Central and Oliver.
Central and Oliver?
Yep. Had a capacity of 886 seats. Opened its doors at 6 p.m. 70 years ago today. Central and Oliver.
That near your house?
It was a movie theater for many years, and then it was wasn't it a Dr. Redbird's for many years?
A restaurant? I think I know what
it was. Then it was a bingo place for several years, and then it was a flower shop for a while, and it was a gym late in its life, and eventually it was torn down. Tower Theater, yeah, just a little bit north of Central and Oliver.
The Tower, yep.
It's pretty much where that Burger King is now. Kind of, yeah. Central and Oliver, the Tower Theater, opened 70 years ago today. And we mark an even older birthday for a theater that's still around. The Uptown Theater opened at Douglas and Hillside 90 years ago today.
And that was a movie theater for many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
Is it still now the Crown Uptown?
Yes.
Dinner theater?
No, it doesn't operate as a dinner theater anymore.
Okay.
But they do host events.
They have events. It's a venue.
It's more of a venue now.
Okay.
In its current incarnation. Uptown Theater opened 90 years ago today they opened up big time. The first movie shown there was Al Jolson in The Jazz Singer. The first talkie. So
I think maybe Shelley and I were on one of our first dates there when somebody broke into my car, was parked in the back. And took all my tapes, my 8-track tapes. She got to see me mad for the first time.
You can't be happy about that.
Nope.
That place cost $250,000 to build.
You're kidding.
$1,928. It was big time.
That would have been plush.
Yeah. 1,500 seats, had 3 manual organs in the place. It was big time, yeah. The Uptown Theater. Celebrating its 90th birthday today. In East Wichita, Douglas and Hillside. That's Entertainment News in the Blur, brought to you by our good friends at Pizza John's in Derby. They are open for another big week of business, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., right there off of K-15 at 208 South Baltimore. It is super tasty. Pizza John's in Derby!
843, Steve and Ted. Coming up, editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, says Boeing's refueling tanker takes another step forward. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.